The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hi, Vin.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Dr. Smith, today we're going to have a discussion with our friends from the Ellenville Regional Rural Health Network. They have been great community partners over the years. A lot of innovations, interventions, and chronic disease and substance use and other important health and behavioral health outcomes. And our guests are Samantha Riley. She's the new executive director of the Ellenville Regional Health Network. And our other guest is Olivia Inglesby, and she's Population Health Program Coordinator for the Ellenville Regional Health Network. Samantha has been in the nonprofit world since 2009. She's worked at a community action agency for the last 10 years and brings all that experience to the Ellenville Rural Health Network. And Olivia develops and manages activities and programs around wellness and well-being. And she's really passionate about making a difference in her community and promoting accessible and fun ways to lead healthier lives. And we're going to hear all about the great work at the Ellenville Regional Health Network. So Samantha and Olivia, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Good morning. So let's start, if you would, with the basics, just for our listeners to get a context, to get a little understanding of what a rural health network is, and specifically what Ellenville Rural Health Network is.
I'll take that question. So the Ellenville Regional Rural Health Network is actually a consortium of a bunch of agencies that came together with a similar mission, which is, you know, caring for the health of people in this rural community that we all live in. It's comprised of a couple agencies. They're the Ellenville Regional Hospital, the Institute for Family Health, the Department of Health, Department of Mental Health, and Cornell Cooperative Extension. And we all work together with our combined resources and knowledge to help make the community, you know, a healthier and better place to live.
Mm-hmm. And there are rural health networks everywhere in the United States. Is that correct? It's not a new model. It's really, I know I've read a lot about others in the nation.
Yes, they are all over the nation. There are, you know, state rural health network consortiums and all kinds of consortiums out there. We are your local forefront rural health network here in the Ellenville-Warsing area.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about why it was created. What was the perceived or actual need and reason for it coming into being, if you would?
Sure. I can speak for Ellenville Regional Hospital and Institute for Family Health. We're neighbors. We're on the same little mountainside here in Ellenville. And there was a real, real need for services for people in this community. Substance use was on the rise. Overdoses was on the rise. Health disparities were on the rise. And we knew that it was going to take a collaborative effort to try to combat these things. So we started looking for grants to try to build this rural health network. And we were able to find those in 2017. And we applied for a development grant to develop the rural health network. And it all kind of was history from there.
Mm-hmm. And Samantha or Olivia or both. So for folks who may not be familiar with Ellenville and its demographics and health outcomes and so on, can you just give us a little brief description of the community that you serve?
Sure. Olivia, feel free to jump in. I know she's been here a little bit longer than myself. But the service area, you know, that we're serving is kind of within this mountainy region that we're in. You know, if anybody who is listening who's not local, the Ellenville-Warsing area is very mountainous. There are The Xiongang Mountains are basically right in our backyard here, and there's not a lot of resources out here. You know, we have this critical access hospital, we've got a federally qualified health center, and then, you know, we've got one or two grocery stores. There's not a lot of resources out here. Olivia, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I'd say that we have our population's largely older adults. So we do have a senior, an affordable senior housing complex right next door to our hospital, which I think was a great addition. And so, yeah, we're a small community, but we're fairly diverse in different ways.
Mm-hmm. And what are the socioeconomic dynamics there? I only know what I've heard that Ellenville area in general has a lower than the average Ulster County income, family income, and other challenges. And that probably informed a lot of the work that you do. How would you describe that, Olivia? You're the population health person.
Yeah, so I don't have the exact numbers, I guess, mm-hmm. on me or at the top of my mm-hmm. head right now, but kind of going into what Samantha was describing in terms of our area, transportation, and which I think fits really well into the socioeconomic aspect, is the transportation piece, which mm-hmm. when you have the socioeconomic status to have a car or be able to access other transportation fairly easily, it's not something you're really thinking of, but that is such a crucial aspect to be able to do so many things that other people might be able to do on a daily basis without thinking twice about it, whether it's going to the grocery store, going to a doctor's appointment, mm-hmm. taking your kid to the hospital or getting to school. And the UCAP is a great service to have, but that runs at specific hours and isn't always accessible to get. So I think that there's a lot of, I think transportation was definitely a big
barrier
yeah, there.
Yeah. So Ellenville critical access hospital, I mean, Ellenville has done amazing work, particularly for its size. I mean, really, really done wonderful work. And then you have the Institute for Family Health next door, which is a federally qualified health clinic that offers comprehensive health, behavioral health, and dental and so on, to basically on an ability to pay basis. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. They offer sliding scale.
Tell me about how the Rural Health Network fits into the context of having a hospital side by side with a federally qualified health clinic. What does the Rural Health Network do in terms of, you know, say, beyond direct medical care, in terms of wellness and prevention? I know there's a lot of work going on there. Can you just give us an overview?
Yeah, Olivia could give you a rundown of some of our wellness services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that when we're thinking about preventative care and sometimes what it takes to getting into those spaces, whether it's going into the emergency department or getting or scheduling a cancer screening, which I'll go into in a little bit on our end, or just a primary care appointment, there's sometimes other barriers. And I like to think that we're able, as a rural health network, we're able to address some of those things that might not be able to come up in a clinical setting, whether there's not enough time or if it just isn't in that conversation. And so in our wellness program, we have nutrition counseling, health coaching, and we also have a physical health educator who offers free fitness classes and can do some one-on-one work with people to come up with a home exercise program as well. And so when we're doing these meetings, it's not only just the nutrition. I think it's the kind of sometimes can be a first step into having those conversations about what it looks like to lead a healthier life and to take care of yourself, which I think then can lead into getting into your scheduling your make and maybe makes it a little less scary to schedule a cancer screening, or if you're having that. I think that's a perk of us being based in the hospital, where people are kind of getting familiar and thinking of hospital as a place that's about your well-being and not just for when you're really sick.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I could ask a question. So are your prevention programs actually offered right in the hospital facility itself, or do you have another site?
So we're located in the hospital, but we do meet with people, like, for example, for health coaching or nutrition counseling. We can meet at the Ellenville Library or at the Trudy Farber Building in town, or at other mutual locations if those aren't accessible. And for our fitness classes, we do a little bit of traveling. We do have classes that are located at the hospital, but then we've done some at the Schwangunk Senior Center. We have at the Mamikating Library, at the Pine Bush Library, Walk Hill Reformed Church. So we do kind of spread out a little bit farther than just our hospital.
Yeah. And how do you advertise your programs and reach out to the community so, you know, that they know what you have available?
We do a lot of promotion over Facebook. We print flyers and put them up in ShopRite, Walmart, in the gas stations and everything. And then we also have an email chain that we can add people into that we send out all of our newsletters that has information. And then just, I think in this area too, a lot of word of mouth.
Great. And yeah, some really, really great work that I've heard about. Certainly I do attend the Regional Health Network meetings, and I'm always amazed at the breadth and scope of work that you offer. And we want to learn a lot more about the programs and services, and specifically, who's eligible and so on. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guests today are Samantha Riley and Olivia Inglesby, both of whom work for the Ellenville Regional Rural Health Network. Before the break, we started talking about the programs that you're offering in the Ellenville community. And, you know, we hear quite a bit about not only the need for healthcare services or prevention services for physical health, but also for behavioral and mental health. And perhaps you can talk a little bit more about what sort of programs you have in by way of behavioral health or substance use disorder and outreach.
Absolutely. I'll take that question. Thank you. We do have a great, robust, support services available for people that use substances. Our first project, I think, that the hospital had was something called Project Rescue, which involved a kind of non-emergency anonymous text line where someone could text in to try to reach out for supplies or education or to request Narcan or linkage to treatment. If anybody's not familiar with that, you just text ERH Rescue to 21000, and that line goes to one of our community health workers who will link up with you to try to get you the connections that you need for some help. We do a lot of Narcan training and distribution out in the community. You can request it on that text line that I just mentioned. You can call us. You can pick it up at the hospital. We can mail them to you. We can drop them off at your house, or you could pick one up at an outreach event that we may be tabling at. We tend to go to events like the Grahamsville Fair or local trunk or treats and community festivals.
So the Project Rescue, part of that, as I recall, was Ellenville was one of the first hospitals anywhere to provide buprenorphine, which is a medication that helps stop the craving for drugs while also and allow someone to maintain somewhat normal, in quotation marks, lifestyle while entering the recovery phase. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a physician, it's another community health worker who actually is stationed in our emergency department who works with those folks. So when patients come in that are seeking that treatment, once they, you know, are done with their medical assessment and working with the medical staff, they'll call, you know, our department to come up and, you know, we'll then talk to that person and help link them to treatment and kind of stay with them and work them through that progress. It's a great, great thing to have in this area because the next, you know, closest place to go is many, many miles away over mountains. And if you don't have transportation, like we talked about earlier, you know, at least this is a starting point to get someone on the right, on the path to recovery.
Mm-hmm. And you've also worked with the Ulster County Sheriff's Oracle team on the outreaches that they do, right, in response to opioid overdoses and so on?
Yep, we work very closely with them. You know, we're on a bunch of, other consortium and team meeting groups that meet pretty regularly to, you know, talk about specific areas of need or specific people of need. And then we work together to try to reach out to those folks.
Mm-hmm. And you all helped develop the high-risk mitigation team, which was really focusing in on individuals who are at high risk of overdose and potential fatalities, right? And then, that high risk mitigation team is under the umbrella of the Sheriff's Department, and they really go the distance with individuals through the, you know, multi-year continuum of treatment, care, and recovery. I know that Ellenville Regional was a big part of that. I know you have some plans coming up, other things going on, new things going on with substance use prevention and treatment. Is that right?
That's right. So most recently, we got a county grant to work on this on something called a spike response protocol. Roughly what that is, if there's a cluster of overdoses in a certain geographic area in a certain amount of time, that's going to be identified as a spike. And then we're working on basically developing a protocol to define what that spike will be, and then what the response kind of notification and boots on the ground, you know, will be to combat those spikes.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, what information gets released to the public when, and who needs to be notified, who needs to be made aware that there may be potentially lethal, dangerous drugs circulating in the community, those kinds of things. Really important, right? Because there are a lot of players in this scenario, from law enforcement to emergency responders to mobile mental health teams, you name
local government officials. Big collaboration.
Yeah, really important work. So shifting gears a little bit to Olivia, like prevention, many cancers one has a better chance of surviving with early detection and screening, and some are even preventable, or at least mostly preventable, such as colon cancer and some others. Can you talk about some of the cancer prevention services that you all offer?
Absolutely. So right now, one of our grants is trying to increase the amount of people that are getting screened for cancer in our area. So we're doing outreach for breast cancer, colorectal cancer, cervical, and lung cancer screenings. So we'll be doing calls, or when we're working with nutrition clients or out in the community, just kind of making sure that people are aware of their eligibility and encouraging them to speak with their doctors about getting screened if they don't already have a referral. If they do have a referral, we can help them get set up with our radiology department to get a screening. And then if someone doesn't have a doctor already where they can go to get a referral, we work very, because we work so closely with the Institute for Family Health. I have a coworker there that I'm able to refer people to schedule that initial appointment and start the process of getting a referral to come to us or to schedule that screening. And yeah, so early detection is such a crucial part, stopping it before it grows and or spreads anywhere. And actually we have this coming Monday, November 20th from 1 to 2 o'clock at the senior housing next door. So that's 15 Healthy Way, Ellenville, New York. We're going to be having an event called Lungsgiving. So it's centered around lung cancer awareness. And we're going to have our radiology department staff come and give a presentation about what lung cancer screenings are, how they work. We'll even have pictures of what the CT scans, the scans themselves look like in our hospital, so people can feel comfortable in that sense. And then we'll be giving out a Thanksgiving meal.
So we're trying to do
some, in addition to just the regular outreach, some fun events that will also kind of encourage people to learn more about what they are and get comfortable with our actual staff.
Getting away from that scary hospital scenario. And you also do some heart health, right? Screenings like I know like some calcium scoring, which looks for plaque and
we do offer that we act so in a grant before. So the current one we have right now works on cancer screenings. The heart health was the quality improvement grant that we had before. So we don't offer the free calcium scoring anymore, but this hospital certainly still does that test.
Mm-hmm. And so with your fitness classes and so on, who's eligible to participate in those, or actually any of the programs that you offer? Is it pretty much open to whomever is interested? And then the second part of that question is, if someone is interested in any of your programs and services, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, anyone that's interested is more than welcome to come to our classes. And then if they have any questions about specific classes or getting registered or anything, they can call 845-647-6400, extension 215. Or you can go on to our website or our Facebook account at the Ellenville Regional Rural Health Network. And both those locations, I'll kind of direct you to the same place. And you can call and ask questions. But for any of our classes, if you see our calendar online, anyone can just come a little early and you can register right before the class starts. So there's no, except for the Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention, all the other classes are open and don't have a limit on how many people can attend.
And
are they free or is there a cost?
Yes, great question. They are free. There's no restrictions there.
That's also good.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're about running out of time, Olivia and Samantha. Thank you so much for all the great work that Ellenville Regional Health Rural Health Network has done over the years and currently, and good luck with your future plans. It's really a great asset to Ellenville community and our larger Ulster County community. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having us. We were happy to come and we'd love to come again. Thank you.
Yes, you'll have to give us some updates.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.